This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3913 for Wednesday, the 2nd of August 2023. Today's show is entitled Lurking Prion Q&A. It is part of the series Privacy and Security. It is hosted by Lurking Prion and is about 5 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is Lurking Prion answers questions about his name former career field as an MM. You are listening to a show from the Reserve Queue. We are airing it now because we had free slots that were not filled. This is a community project that needs listeners to contribute shows in order to survive. Please consider recording a show for Hacker Public Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world, welcome to another episode of The Stuff Evil Steve Doesn't Want You to Know. I'm your host, Lurking Prion, here to guide you through the wonderful, fun world of internet security. So sit back and get ready to... I don't know what we're going to do, but hey, stand by. It'll be fun. All right, welcome to a Q&A episode where I answer some of those questions that are lingering out there. Now, I'm your host, Lurking Prion. Now, prions are misfolded proteins that have the ability to transmit their misfolded shape onto normal variants of the same protein. It's not something that should happen, but it does. So, essentially, it's a protein that can make another protein take on its own shape. So, Lurking Prion, I'm there, I get in your brain, I tickle it, and, who knows, maybe even manipulate it to do something you didn't want it to do, like be more secure. Like I could do that. Alright, question was brought up. I had mentioned that I was an MM. That is a career field in the U.S. Navy called Machinist Mate. We work down in the engine room dealing with the big equipment. We deal with the main engines that drive the ship. We deal with the power generation, the generators that make all the electricity. We also deal with the distilling units that make all the water. So a lot of heavy equipment down there. Lots of water, lots of steam, lots of fun, lots of heat. So when my time in the Navy was up, I gladly parted ways. I only did 8 years with them. That was more than enough for me. And then I joined the Air Force as a tech controller, 3C2. So that career field, we were responsible for the back end of one computer to the back end of the next, whether it was across the room or across the world. So whether it was local area networking or long haul, including SATCOM, we dealt with all of that. We did not deal with what was on the computer itself in theory. However, in reality, that almost always fell by the wayside. So started out with Marconi networking, moved into Cisco networking. From there, I moved into a position called Circuit Actions, where we were engineering out new configurations and builds for different locations on the base. From there, I moved into a facility coordinator office position, where I was liaison between DISA and all of the DoD sites in the local region, which gave me a good chance to get into the policy and procedure side of security. Definitely a lot of interesting stuff there: disaster recovery, disaster preparedness, business continuity plans, lots of good stuff in there that I managed to tuck under my belt. From there, security, like I say, has pretty much always been there first and foremost. We just kind of moved in and flowed along with it as it progressed. Along the way, cyber attack, cyber defense, red team, blue team, ethical hacking, setting up security programs, setting up MSSPs, lots of fun stuff. Played in healthcare, played in financial sector, DOD, and a few others. So I've got a bit of wide range of experience. I like to share my passion for security, and that's one of the main reasons why I'm doing this podcast, is just kind of to share my cyber evangelism, if you will, and hopefully make some recruits along the way. If nothing else, maybe convince you to use the internet a little bit more safely than you did in the past. I've got a number of different episodes I've already got lined up in the queue and more on the way. So if anybody happens to have any more questions that they want to know, go ahead and throw them my way. I'll be sure to answer them. Until next time, this is Lurking Prion. You know a little bit more about me. And hey, I'll see you next time. Cheerio.
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Stuff Evil Steve Doesn't Want You to Know. I'm your host, Lurking Prion, getting in your brain and perhaps scratching an itch that you didn't know you had. Until next time, try to stay safe on the internet, and when in doubt, quit clicking shit!
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.